Well, it's great to be joined by Ryan Langdon. How you doing, man?
Good, how about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. So you're from Niagara, right?
Absolutely. Good old Niagara Falls.
Oh, actually in Niagara Falls.
Yes, sir.
So you actually get exempt from all the taxes, all the tourist taxes.
Yeah, well, yeah, I try to avoid down there as much as possible, to be honest with you. But yeah,
well, I can understand it, yeah. I've known how many people that, like, they'll go to, like, the Niagara Falls Comic Con, and they're begging to find somebody they know there just so they can book the hotel through them.
It's crazy.
So they don't need the tourist tax.
It's a different world down there, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, so your current single, Lit in the Sticks, has gone top 40, I'm told.
Yes, it just went top 40. It's pretty exciting. It's my first top 40 with a song that I've written. Leave Me Right, my first single, went, I think, 36, so, but it wasn't a song I wrote. So it's more exciting that it's coming from a song that I've written.
Well, I just remember seeing that on my, like, on my list, on my song sheet, going, okay, Lit in the Sticks. I really hope this is actually a young artist and not some old one that's like, they're actually just lighting some sticks. Okay.
Absolutely. I think when we wrote the song too, we were kind of trying to find a song title that kind of stood out to people. You know, there's a lot of people that we've gotten responses like, I won't listen to this song because it has a lit in it and blah, blah, blah. But then those people have come back and said, oh, you know what? I really like the song. I dig it. So it's cool.
And you actually have some YouTube videos based around the song dealing with some beer.
Absolutely. So it's called Getting Lit with Ryan. So we try to, I'm not a big craft beer guy. I don't really like IPA beers. I think they're disgusting. So basically it's just around that, trying to find a good beer.
Yeah. What's half the weird things when you go to places? You're like, what do you compare this taste to? Like, would you consider this like Keith's? Would you consider it like this? It's like, how do you...
Yeah, it's just more the bitterness towards those IPAs that I just, it's hard for me to really like it. But I, you know what, yeah. To be honest with you, I've had a couple of beers over here, and I've liked them. I haven't done a review on them. Maybe I should go back and do a review. Yeah. But
go grab a case and just do it outside the hotel room.
Maybe the West Coast gets it right?
Well, my family's from Saskatchewan, so all I've ever seen growing up was Pilsner. So once that actually got to Ontario, Pilsner beer, yeah, I kind of actually drank a bar dry out of it within a week or two. A small one in Manitoba. And they're like, oh, we're out of Pilsner. I'm like, does anybody else drink that besides me? Pretty much just you. Oh, crap.
Hey, as long as it gets the job done, right?
And then you look at the bank account going, oh, yeah, that would explain it. Yeah, that's it. Big construction paycheck, little bank accounts.
For sure. Absolutely.
Oh, so what was it like being nominated for a CMAO this year?
It was awesome. It was, you know, it's really, it's a great honor. It's something that I kind of didn't expect, but when it happened, I was super pumped about it, and it was fun. I got to perform at the show as well, so I love being on stage, so it was a great time.
Oh, like I was saying before we started recording, you might be the only person I know that has basically an athlete's bio up on your website, 6'3", 6'4", 240. Yeah, was that by design, or...?
Yeah, you know what, I didn't write it, but we were kind of, I guess they were going for that. I didn't mind it. A lot of my friends hassle me for it, and they laugh at it, but no, hey.
I'm reading that going, well, that is big, yes.
Yeah, I'm not as heavy as I was. I lost 10 pounds, so I'm about 230 right now.
Oh, I need to lose about 40, but...
Yeah, we can go to a couple bars right now, and I can probably gain those 10 pounds back pretty easily.
Oh, I can imagine, so... Do you have anything ready to follow up Lit in the Sticks yet?
Or? So we're still working and still writing. I have a bunch of songs that are kind of just sitting there that, you know, they're good, but we're trying to get something better. And going down there next week to Nashville again to write some more. And then hopefully we have get a couple more down there and just keep the ball rolling.
How do you go about writing your songs? Do you have a specific idea in mind, or do you just...
Just kind of go by feel, try to get something that's relatable to me, and especially something that's fun to perform on stage. That's kind of my go-to right now, is getting those kind of anthems and party songs that people can all sing and have a good time with.
Just staying away from the ballads for the time being.
For the time being. There's a lot of ballads going out there right now, so I'll kind of do the party stuff right now.
I'm just trying to remember if She Knows It is slower or faster, right?
It's kind of mid, it's a mid-tempo. Yeah.
Do you think you figured out how to get a song up into the top 40, or do you feel it's...
I think you just need, you kind of need something that stands out from the crowd, and especially being independent, you definitely need something that stands out in the crowd. And right when we released said, the response was, we had a really high positive response from a lot of radio directors in advance, so we kind of knew we had something, and yeah, we're super pumped about what's happening with it.
Do you enjoy being an independent artist, or do you like the idea of having a label behind you?
The goal is to obviously have a label behind you to try to make bigger steps in life, but you know, it's, I have good support with you know, an independent label like Slate Music and Hidden Pony. You know, they help a lot, and they make my job a lot easier, that's for sure.
Do you think Lit in the Sticks is going to be a big step towards getting a deal with one?
I hope so. And then maybe the follow-up song gets even better, and then that kind of seals the deal.
So one thing I've always tried to sort of figure out is, why does everybody sort of tend to travel to Nashville to songwrite? Is there just something about Nashville compared to doing it?
Honestly, it's just where the best of the best are. If you're going to do that for a living, be a songwriter, that's kind of where you have to be, and that's, you know, it makes it a little bit easier when you're all kind of in the same community, and you can just knock on somebody's door like, hey, let's start a session today, and, you know, they've written songs for big people, so I think that's just where you need to be.
Is your ultimate goal to be able to branch out into the American market? Because that is a little, let's just say, hit and miss for Canadian artists a lot of the time.
Absolutely. That would be obviously the big dream, but you kind of have to face the realities right now and you know, try to take, you know, small steps, and obviously being part of the U.S. would be awesome.
I'm still trying to figure out how Canadian artists really do branch out down there apart from moving there. Because most of them have to pick up and leave and live in Nashville, and you just sort of start wondering, what's so wrong about Canada?
Yeah, for sure. Canada's great. I think that's the thing, but, you know, when you become an artist, it's about you're trying to make as much money as possible. Obviously, it is a job, so yeah. If you can branch out to the U.S. and be a North American artist, why not?
I'm not doing a little mic right now, sorry.
That's all good.
Do you have an album coming out anytime soon? Or?
So the goal is to have the album out probably by January or February next year. So it's almost done. We have, you know, 5 songs geared up right now, and another 2, and we'll be laughing.
You going for the actual album or going the EP route?
It's probably going to be a little bit more than the EP, maybe 7 or 8 songs. So.
Yeah. Why do you think artists tend to sort of shift towards the EP lately? Like, you don't have too many going with a full, like, 13, 15 songs, or just going 5 or 6.
I think it's the fact that no one really purchases albums anymore, or CDs, so I think it just makes it a little easier. It's pretty much an EP, it's just all your singles that you've accumulated over the year or so on radio, so I think that's kind of why they do that route.
Is the goal with the EP for, like, again, like 5, 6 songs, is the goal to have them all chart as singles, or is it... you have a few ones you know are going to chart, and you just have a few that will roll it all out?
I think, like, with ours that's going to be coming out, I think it's, you know, there's going to be a couple songs that probably won't be singles. But I think the end goal is to always get as many singles out there as possible. That's, especially right now, as a new artist, it kind of helps promote you kind of all across the country.
How do you choose what song is going to be a single? This is something I've been wondering for the past few years.
It's just a team effort, right? So, you know, we all kind of sit down collectively and figure out which ones are the best. And sometimes it's just, you know, if I release 2 upbeat songs, you might want to have to do a ballad now, right? So it's all about the timing.
Balancing it out. You don't want to be sort of known as that sort of party band, but you can't relate to certain people because
Absolutely. They're
not in the mood for a party song.
Yeah, for sure. And sometimes it's nice when a guy that does party songs can show his versatility a little bit, right?
Well, you got to show that you have that emotion, not that you're... I don't want to say a one-trick pony, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's the great thing about your music from what I've heard so far from the few songs is that there is sort of that balance. It's not just Lit in the Sticks and the other two are big party anthems. They're...
Absolutely. And I think Lit in the Sticks is the first kind of party anthem for me, so it's good. But it kind of got us in a good direction that we want to go with my music. And yeah, definitely exciting time.
So when can we expect another YouTube video out of you reviewing another beer?
Hey, you know what? I might shoot one tonight or tomorrow, so it could be out next week. It's been kind of a slow time for us. I've been, like, you know, busy traveling a lot, so I haven't really had a time to sit down and do one, but probably get one in the next couple of weeks.
All right, well, thanks for talking with me, Ryan.
Thank you very much for having me, man. Yeah. Appreciate it.